What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Our colleague here on 105.7 The Fan, he's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's bring in Cordell Woodland. Cordell, what's happening, man?
What's going on?
All right, let's talk about the Orioles first. And, you know, we just heard Manzolino talking about, yeah, this one stings. It reminds me of the 8-0 game that we blew in Tampa a few weeks back. But I'm looking more recency bias. Since then, they've stacked some wins. They just swept a series in Atlanta. And then to lose last night after being up 6-2 with one of your more reliable pitchers on the mound. So, look, they've got a lot of crappy losses, let's be honest. But if for a team that's trying to eke into whatever they're trying to eke into, how many setbacks is this really for them, even though it's only one game?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the question. Is like, how do these games impact them psychologically? And I had asked Gunnar Henderson basically a similar question to that yesterday when we spoke to him before the game. Just, you know, our losses, I asked him just like, our losses, do losses feel bigger? Do wins, you know, feel even more motivating than usual, considering every game is just that much more important? And I think last night, you know, losing games like that, I think those have to hurt a little more, because you had it in your hands and it slips away. It's one, you know, you're still in a way, and you've done this multiple times. And then it happens at home. And I just feel like this year's version of the Orioles, we get at least one true stinker a week, whether it's a 8-0 shutout or a 4-run blown lead going into the eighth inning. Like, it's just, it doesn't matter. It's come of different varieties. But I think last night is a top three loss of the season for me. I think it's behind the Easter Day debacle, or massacre, I should say.
Right.
And then the collapse, the collapse in Toronto, in Tampa, I should say, that Manzo mentioned last night. I don't know which one is one and two, but the one last night for me is three.
All right. Trade deadline's in less than a month, Cordell. How many current Orioles are going to be ex-Orioles a month from now?
I mean, that number has a wide range, honestly. You have the guys that are on the one-year deals, like the Mullins, like their all-star, O'Hearn. I do think Eflin being on the IL and not having a lot of time when he does come back, if he comes back on time, not having a lot of time to really showcase whatever the best version of him is, because even before he went on the IL, we weren't getting that version of Eflin. He had been spiraling for a while, and same thing with Sagano. His value has gone down. So I wonder if that now brings into play other guys that maybe weren't a part of the trade picture, like a Dean Kramer, potentially. I'm still not for trading Batista just yet, unless I'm blown away for an offer. But I think we already saw that movie of, you know, what it looks like when you think you can. I don't think anybody thought Kimbrel was going to replace him, but I don't think anybody thought it looked like that all year, you know. So I think those guys could go. And other than that, I want to see who they decide to keep from this team even going forward. Guys that do have control. It'll be a weird type of trade deadline for them because this week kind of may impact that to see how they close out this week. But I still expect them to be sellers. I think they should have sold a couple of pieces already. Just how big a seller is what I'm curious to see.
All right, Cordell, the rookies report in less than a week, and then our first practice out there is on the 23rd. Really no injuries. When do you think we'll see Emory Jones Jr., or will we?
I mean, that's the question for me. Will we see him? Haven't seen him to this point, obviously, and there doesn't necessarily seem to be a pinpoint, of, okay, we're expecting him at this point. So I don't know. I don't know. But they're in a spot, at least today, to where it's not like they're in dire need for him to get out there, but it's clear he'll be a little behind. I just hope that it's not a situation that lingers too long. And honestly, I don't know how much they were expecting this when they drafted him. I wonder how much of a shock this all was to them. But yeah, Emory Jones, I'm curious to see what his first day will be, but I'm not expecting him at the start of camp.
Hey, Cordell, if Tyler Loop kind of kicks like the last 3 days that we saw him, if he does that, how soon will a veteran kicker be coming in to compete too?
Very soon. I don't think they'll wait very long. Obviously, they have the commitment to Loop, and they'll give him every opportunity. But I'm surprised that there hasn't been a veteran brought in here yet. I'm surprised there wasn't a veteran brought in before they even let Tucker go. Like, honestly, it kind of baffles me that they've gone this long and have kind of just went about it the way that they have and seeing what these two young guys can do. But I don't – if that same version of Loop that we saw at the back end of minicamp mm-hmm. is going to be there for the first, let's say, 2 weeks of camp or first couple of days, yeah, I just don't know how long they're going to let that – they're going to allow themselves to watch that. This team is too good to allow the kicker to be the thing that holds them back this year. So I would expect that they would bring a veteran in early in camp.
Cordell, you know what I'll be anxious to see? When we get to the 53, like if everybody stays healthy, how many rookies, are going to make it or I guess probably mm-hmm. not make it, because I think that's what's going to be interesting. Because they think, you're not going to be able to get a lot of them onto the practice squad because everybody's going to be looking at the Ravens roster.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. I think in my mind, maybe 4 to 5 I could see making it. I'm thinking just spitballing. Obviously, the top two with Green and Malachi Starks. And I think Wester ends up making it. He was drafted for a reason. I think Buchanan ends up making the team. I think they're going to want to see something from him. And look, they don't have a lot of options at linebacker as is, but I don't think they're going to play a lot of linebackers either.
Nope.
I think, I could see that. And then you got to throw Loop into the situation right now. At least I think it'd have to be completely a complete nightmare if Tyler Loop isn't on this, doesn't make this roster. I just don't see a situation where that happens, at least today. We'll see how it goes. But yeah, other than that, everybody else could be a crapshoot. Even, this Emory Jones situation, I don't know what to expect from this right now.
Cordell Woodland, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Coming up in a couple of minutes, we're going to have Richard Skinner there, Cordell, from WKRC in Cincinnati. The Ravens' biggest threat in the AFC North, is it going to be the Bengals, Steelers? Can't be the Browns. I mean, come on, how do we make fun of the Browns? I mean, where is it coming from? How scary could the Bengals be this year?
Look, they can be scary because their offense, this is an offensive league, and their offense can look like the best offense in football at times. They are just so explosive. They have the best 1-2 wide receiver combination in the league. They have Joe Burrow. Chase Brown was really good for them last year. With Joe Mixon going to Houston. The offensive line still remains to be a question, but they're going to score points. It's just a matter of can they stop anybody again? I'm not so certain that we may not see the same thing over again with the Bengals. You know, they have to stop somebody eventually, no matter how many points they score. It wouldn't shock me if Pittsburgh is ahead of Cincinnati again this year. It wouldn't shock me at all. That deep, I think Pittsburgh could possibly contain Cincinnati a little bit with the defense that they've been building. So, yeah, it'll be curious between those two. But right now, I do have the Bengals, but it wouldn't shock me if Pittsburgh kind of swaps places with them.
Cordell Woodland, we got you covered here as he's got the Orioles and the Ravens and the Terps covered. And, of course, Fresh Take Sports here on 105.7 The Fan. Cordell, appreciate it as always. Enjoy the rest of your Woman Crush Wednesday.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Cordell. See you Monday.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. Got the whip around. And then Richard Skinner will be joining us from WKRC 12.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Cincinnati.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport.
Every game.
Everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Harford County.
Just give you a heads up. Orioles are 90 games in. And they're 40 and 50. Maybe rub some dirt in the wound. Salt in the wound. Whatever. Through 90 games last year. Nolan, take a guess what the Orioles record was. 90 games. Just a guess.
They had at least 53 wins.
I'll say they had 57 wins.
57 exactly.
Woo!
57 and 33 after beating the A's, Oakland A's at the time, 6-3. 57 to 33, they were three games up in the American League's Eastern Division. What a difference a year makes. Now here they sit, 10 games under 500. I don't want to pile on the team I've loved since I was born. But then it is what it is. Anywho, it's Whip Around, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Now, Summer League NBA basketball. Julian Reese last night for the Lakers as they beat San Antonio 89-88. He had 2 points, two rebounds. Seldon Miguel for Utah, DNP, coach's decision. as Utah beat Oklahoma City 86-82. Walter Clayton Jr., however, the star for Florida when they won a national championship, at 20. Philadelphia 91-90 over Memphis. Cam Spencer, Baltimore's own, he DNP there as well. We're going to talk to our boy Richard Skinner from WKRC 12 in Cincinnati. And just to tease a little bit with Bill Barnwell's done. And we're not even getting close to Baltimore or Cincy. Based on quarterbacks, wide receivers, well, and in fact, wide receiver, tight end, running back groups, not quarterback. The worst is the Tennessee Titans coming in at 32. So wide receiver, running back, tight end. And then 31 is Carolina. 30 is New England.
Damn. How about those three young quarterbacks?
Yeah, right. Now, we'll start creeping into Ravens territory here a little bit as we talk to Richard Skinner, because you just heard Cordell say, running backs, tight ends, wide receivers. Bengals. Are the Bengals better than the Ravens, though? So stick around. We'll get into all of that good stuff. It's the Whip Around. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. This day in Orioles history, it's July 9th, 2016. Oriole Park at Camden Yards. Orioles beat the Angels 3-2. Trumbo, he won yard. Scopelope, 2-for-4 of the ribby. Brad Brock picked up the win, his 6th. And Zach Britton, 26 saves. Zach Britton was outstanding in 2016. Didn't pitch in the playoff game, but hey, who needs the best pitcher in baseball in an elimination game in extra innings? Who are we to question? 2023, 2 years ago, at Minnesota, Orioles clobber the Twins 15-2. Anthony Santander, 2 homers. Austin Hayes, all-star that year. Urias, Aaron Hicks was great that season. Boy, Aaron Hicks, how big was he for that team? Adley Rutschman, all-star. They all went deep. As the Orioles, Kyle Gibson, 7 innings pitch, 11 strikeouts. Blow out the Twins, 15-2. Today's July 9th, 34 years ago, when this day at the then Sky Dome, a familiar name, earned himself an MVP.
Hold Henderson close because not too many ground balls to the right side by Ripken.
And hammered that one, and Gwynn's on the run. On the run, forget it! Well, he tuned up yesterday in the home run hitting contest.
Did he ever? We mentioned 22 at-bats yesterday, 12 home runs, far and away the best in the home run hitting contest.
That's Jack Buck, Tim McCarver on the call for CBS. Cal Ripken hit a 2-run homer off his former teammate Dennis Martinez as the American League beat the National League 4-2 in the All-Star game the day before. Cal won the home run derby with 12 homers, hit 8 in a row. Back then, it was not televised live. It was during the day they play the replay later in the evening. Same when Griffey hit the warehouse 2 years later in 93. Now it's a big extravaganza put on by Major League Baseball. But 34 years ago today, Cal Ripken was MVP of the All-Star Game, won the Home Run Derby, and would win the MVP of the American League. Unfortunately for the Orioles, last year at Memorial Stadium, they stunk. They were bad in 1991, and then got good again in 92, 93, 94. Strike hit and caused that team possible awesomeness, but it is what it is. Speaking of awesomeness, Cincinnati Bengals, their offense is loaded, but are there skill guys outside of quarterback? Now, is Joe Burrow, Lamar, is that a wash? Is Lamar better? You've always been pro Burrow.
Yeah. Lamar's been better as of late.
He got to have MVPs on his mantle. Should have won last year, but we'll talk to Richard Skinner. We know Cincinnati's good offensively, but skill players, how good are they? Unfortunately for the Bengals, their defense probably not going to finish in the top five. So we'll talk to Richard Skinner about that. Funhouse, Nolan McGraw, 11:45. News from the Nats coming up at noon. Talk about a couple of second-year guys. One guy in particular is really going to have to be big. And another one, if he is a, air quote, sleeper, could make this offense even more dangerous than it already is. Stick around for that. Buy or sell 12:15. Where's the midweek money? And then Jim Hunter will talk about the Orioles. I'm sure he's got some comments on what happened last night. Oriole Park at Camden Yards as the Orioles snatch defeat from the jaws of...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Victory. AFC North, usually a very competitive division. It's Vinny and Haney, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw here to talk about the Cincinnati Bengals, probably the team that challenges the Ravens, we think, for division supremacy. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's on the WKRC. He's from WKRC 12 in Cincinnati. Welcome back, Richard Skinner. Richard, what's happening? How you feeling today?
Doing well. I heard the promo for Pickles Pub, by the way, and that is a must-stop for me every year I come to Baltimore. I'm not lying. It is absolutely fabulous.
Well, you get in that WKRC 12 Learjet, you get on down to Pickles, because we're going to be there tonight getting ready for the Orioles and Mets game. But I know you
sounds inviting.
Yeah, I know you got bigger fish to fry, and we know we'll get to the the Bengals and the drama going on with Trey Hendrickson and their first-round draft pick, but Chase Brown. The running back. And we know about Chase. We know about Higgins, certainly about Joe Burrow. But how much of a revelation was Chase Brown last year? Is that a sign of things to come? Or is this kind of a blind squirrel finds a nut situation?
No, I think they were hoping he would break out at some point. You know, early in the year, Zach Moss was the starter, and he probably played 65% of the time to Chase's 35% of the time. Then Zach Moss got hurt, and you know, Chase became the main back by default with really no backup plan to that. He got literally almost every touch. And over the last eight games that he started, he missed the last regular season game, but the last eight games he started, he had 900 yards from scrimmage. Again, you extrapolate that out, that's almost a 2,000-yard season. The Bengals' single-season record for yards from scrimmage is just shy of 1,800 by James Brooks. So that puts him in some pretty rarefied air. The only thing is, I mean, he averaged almost 24 touches a game. He's not – I don't think he's built for that from a durability standpoint. But I also think they have ways to create some more bigger plays for him and big plays for him in both the pass game and the run game. And I do think he approaches maybe 2,000 yards from scrimmage if he stays healthy.
Hey, Richard, let's talk about, you know, Trey Hendrickson and Shamar Stewart. The thing with Shamar Stewart is he was, like, evaluating him on film coming out of A&M. He needs as much work as he can get, my opinion. You know, so him missing all this time is bad for the Bengals' defense.
It is. And here's why, you know, and we've had people in town, and they clap back at me on my podcast and different stuff I've written about, oh, he didn't miss much. You know, he was always there and he was in meetings. And that's a good thing. Yeah, I mean, he was there for that. But listen, there's a lot of on-field coaching that goes on during OTAs. And, oh, by the way, they have a new defensive line coach who's trying to put his stuff in, and a new defensive coordinator is trying to put his stuff in. And there were a lot of times you'd watch the group run a rep on air against nobody, and they'd stop for a second, and they were talking about doing twists and stunts and showing guys, no, you need to go this way or wait for a step that way. It's one thing to see it, right? It's another thing to do it, and they wasted all spring of him having a chance to do it. And who knows how much of training camp they may waste with him not doing it either.
So how many questions, because the defense sucked last year. I mean, let's just call it what it is.
It did.
So where are the improvements?
Well, I do think up front defensively. I think that Joseph Osai came on late last year. Again, small sample size, but he recorded at least a half a sack in six of the last seven games playing opposite Trey Hendrickson. They're really high on T.J. Slayton, who they signed as a defensive tackle and more of a nose tackleless defensive tackle to fill the D.J. Reader void that they really missed last year. I think they're better and more athletic at linebacker, although we've talked about Shamar Stewart not signing. Second-round pick Demetrius Knight is not signed either. Now, he did sign a waiver to participate in OTAs, but I think they got more athletic there. And they got a bunch of corners that they're still trying to sort out. Who are the outside guys? Who's the slot guy? The one place that I'm shocked they've not addressed is the safety position. Yeah. You know, Geno Stone, who played for Baltimore, had a great year a couple of years ago, and Jordan Battle were ranked 136 out of 171. They tied at 136 out of 171 in grade from PFF, ProFootballFocus.com. If you want to tell me one of those guys is going to start, they're going to battle each other, I'm okay with that. But both of them are going to start. And behind them, oh, by the way, they have two kids who have combined for 11 NFL snaps between them in Tyson Anderson and Dejon Anthony. That just seems to me screams, oh, my gosh. Now, maybe there's a plan to move Dax Hill back there. We haven't seen that yet. Dax is coming off knee surgery. He didn't participate in the spring. So I don't know if the plan is for corner or for safety. They've been really coy about that. Or if they're going to sign somebody by the time camp comes. So that's a spot to me that still is way up in the air. And I do think they're counting on Al Golden to be the magic man, the defensive coordinator, to fix what's wrong. And I just don't know if the personnel is good enough for him to do the things he wants to do. The only thing is, I would tell you this, I think you guys would agree with this, this defense doesn't have to be great. It just has to be okay. Last year, to your point, it sucked. If it's just okay, there's plenty of firepower for them to win high-scoring games. You can't, though, keep scoring 30 points in games and losing four or five of those like they did last year.
All right, Richard, now I think an advantage maybe now for the Bengals over the Ravens, the only one that I see, might be kicker.
Well, it might be because obviously Justin Tucker's on the suspended list, but Evan McPherson kind of had an off year last year. He was 16 of 22. You know, I will say four of his six misses came from beyond 50 yards, but he's also been pretty automatic from beyond 50 yards. He did miss the last chunk of the season due to a groin injury. Don't know how long that was affecting him, and maybe that affected some of the missed kicks. So we'll see if he has a bounce-back season. But, yeah, on paper, that's a spot, and maybe Holder. We'll go with Holder as well. I'm just making that up.
Richard, on paper, and like being out there for OTAs and minicamp, I mean, I don't see, put kicker aside, I don't see any holes that the Ravens have.
Yeah, no, I mean, you look at the draft and, you know, during draft weekend when the Bengals pick came up, a bunch of us in the media room were looking and going, okay, where you go here, the defensive end group that's left is meh, why don't you go Malachi Starks? And they chose not to go Malachi Starks, right? And then who, lo and behold, Malachi Starks gets taken by the Ravens. When Jair Alexander got let go by the Packers, and you know, and he wasn't asking for a fortune. The Bengals need depth at corner. They've got a good group. It's a good group. It's not a great group. Why not kick the tires on Jair Alexander? And listen, he might be a dud, right? I mean, his career might be over, but the Ravens kick the tires, and if he's anywhere close to what he was, that's a heck of a signing. And to your point, you know, it's the Ravens are an outstanding team. Their only bugaboo, right, is getting over the hump in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Now, Richard, what are the Bengals going to do differently this training camp, so they don't start, oh, you know, they don't start so poorly, 0-2 all the time.
I think a couple things. Number one, getting Joe Burrow through training camp healthy. I mean, there have been the mitigating factor of him having some kind of malady going into a season almost every season, including the one year where he had an appendectomy during training camp. So that's one thing. And he's obviously very healthy at the moment. They're changing the morning practices, which I don't know if that means a whole lot, but I think they're trying to do some cosmetic things to change things up as opposed to late afternoon practices. And
Harbs did the opposite.
Did he really? Oh,
yeah,
I didn't know that.
We're in the afternoon, 2 o'clock now.
Hey, trust me, when I get home from camp and by the time I get done running a column and observations from the day and it's 9:30 at night, you're like, man, this year I'm like, I can be done by 5 o'clock. I can live a normal life for a change during training camp. But I didn't know Harbs did that. That's interesting to me. The other thing is he's going to let his starters play in the preseason. How much that is, nobody knows. Is it for multiple games? Is it for a game? Is it basically just to pat the fans on the head and say, listen, I let the starters play 10 snaps. You asked me for it. I did it. We're good. The only thing I've cautioned fans is if you get a starter hurt in preseason because you played in snaps, don't come complaining to Zach Taylor that he played his starters because everybody's been clamoring for it.
Richard Sinner, WKRC, Channel 12 in Cincinnati. Last thing for you, Richard, you mentioned Zach Taylor. We always get into this time of year. Who's on the hot seat? First coach to do this, usually in a bad way, get fired. Zach Taylor in that territory, back-to-back playoff list seasons for Cincinnati. The AFC's loaded. Is there a mandate to get back to the playoffs for him in 2020?
I would think so, although this, as you guys know, from watching from afar, is a very patient ownership group. They let Marvin Lewis, you know, come back a couple of different times when it looked like he was at the end of his rope, and Marvin had nowhere near the playoff success Zach Taylor's had. But I think that's probably where we're at. Listen, he changed defensive coordinators. You get a chance to do that as a head coach, and you don't get a chance to do that again. So now it's your neck that's on the line. And I do think if they don't make the playoffs, again, unless there's like catastrophic injuries across the board that you just, you know, happens occasionally in the NFL. But if this team stays fairly healthy, I think he does have to make the playoffs to get another season or beyond.
Richard Skinner, WKRC, Channel 12 in Cincinnati. Richard, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy training camp or your last 2 weeks before it starts. And obviously, we'll be talking to you a couple of times throughout the course of the regular season.
You bet. Enjoy it, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Richard.
Richard Skinner, everyone. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. You got the Funhouse coming up here in a couple of minutes. But Vinny, if you'll allow me, Tim Strachan passed away at the age of 49. A longtime Maryland broadcaster. Mm-hmm. Of course, and a friend of the show, Tim and I go back to when I was at WNST, when we did the Maryland road trips as a family, when I had season tickets for 13 years, we'd get on the plane, destination, whatever, and would see Tim and Jonathan Claiborne, Johnny Holiday on the same plane. We'd always make, salutations, and Tim was a longtime friend, would come on the show there and here to talk about the Terps, whatever port of the season it was, however they were doing for sure. And, you know, Tim was paralyzed from the neck down in a swimming accident. He was one of the top quarterback prospects coming out of high school. He was in Peyton Manning's class. And he could have went anywhere. Penn State, Ohio State, all the heavy hitters out of DeMatha were coming after him. And he overcame that, which goes to show you his strength as a man. Got his law degree. As we said, had the long-time career working for the University of Maryland, became part of the Terrapin family as well, married with children, lost his battle with cancer. Tim Strachan, age of 49, gone too soon, but lived the lives of 10 men in the short time that he was here. So Tim Strachan, friends, family, thoughts and prayers from the old Bobster here, and, you know, a Terp through and through, and rest in peace, my friend. Birds back to 10 games under 500, 90 games already into the regular season of 2025. Nolan, you want to take a call or you want to go to your fun house? You got anything to say? Let's go to the phone. Let's go to PT in Towson. All right, PT, put the spit on this one.
Gut punch. No doubt about it. Right. Keep taking 2 out of 3 and we're okay.
It's a Bob Fitzsimmons punch to James J. Corbett. Solar plexus to win the heavyweight championship. Google it.
Brutal. No, I don't know that one. Yeah. Duran, Hearn, Sugar Ray. I broke my father's heart rooting for Sugar Ray over Duran, but it is what it is.
Good for you. Should have.
No doubt. But, guys, I want to say real quick, I waited tables at Steak and Ale, and Mel Kiper would come in for lunch, you know, by himself, you know, just looking for a quick meal. and I would pepper him the whole time. I was like, just hammer him with questions about players. He's the nicest guy. And actually, I've run into you, Bob, a couple of times at All-Star games, and always just a great, great guy. But I also ran into Tim Strachan.
Yeah.
At Bird. And my God, just the nicest freaking guy. I mean, just over, you know, he just would kept peppering you with like facts and this, that, and the other. You know, he was talking well over my head quickly. So it's obviously just a terrible thing that he passed.
Sure.
But Bob, you and I, as usual, are disagreeing. I think Kowser means more, you know, it's a flip of the coin, but I think Kowser's the second best player over Westberg on this team because he's superior defensively and they're pretty equal offensively.
I think Westberg's got more offensive versatility than Moonman. Doesn't K as much, can hit to all fields. Now, he did strike out last night with a runner on second base in the 10th inning, but he can play three infield positions too. And, you know, Westberg, he had before he got the broken wrist last year, he didn't commit an error. Then he had like that one week where he just couldn't catch a cold. But nah, I think you see when Westberg's back, how versatile this lineup can be and how explosive. I mean, they're both important PT, obviously, to the future of the team. Who knows? Moonman might be the center fielder next season. But I think Westberg, there's just something about it that adds right. An element of that next level stuff.
Yeah, I think both guys are just great team first guys. And but you know, it's a good argument who's actually better. Kowser's is a heck of a defense, but so sure. Is Westberg, as you said. But also, I don't think Sagano's toast. I was talking to Nolan; he kind of tipped me on this. He's like, man, he hasn't pitched well, but they have won three of the last four starts that Sagano's had. The Orioles have won three of those four, and he has struck out. What is he struck out? 15 guys, I think. And let me look at it real quick. He struck out, 15 guys in the last four starts. So he still has good stuff. He's had a couple of tough innings. But, I think we're going to win the next two or come out of this 2 out of 3. We also disagree on one more thing that's important. And is that if I come to your house, right, and I got a broom, yeah. Right, and you just say, PT, don't bring it in because you're about to do something stupid. Well, that's cool. But don't touch my broom. You know, if I'm Rashawn and the guy's like, man, you can't come in here with that. That's cool. I don't come in. But Rashawn said the guy's reaching across, grabbing a man's broom. That's inappropriate. Am I wrong?
Well, I don't think I've ever carried a broom outside of my house, right. To be totally honest with you, PT. But
we're probably not getting the whole story from Rashawn.
Yeah, right. I mean, they probably said, hey, if you want to come in, we're going to have to confiscate the broom.
Right.
And then he refused, and they told him to hit the road. That's what right. Like you can go in, but we're taking your broom.
Right. And then they presented it. But if they start reaching for me, they start touching me and grabbing my broom, then we've got a problem. I'm with Rashawn.
Nah.
But real quick, one thing we do agree with, it's like the Orioles, you know, you can't be part pregnant. If they're really trying, you know, and we're all in, And I do really like this kid they picked up from the Yankees, but Basayo, you can't let any of these catchers have too many at-bats. And the kid last night had 3 at-bats, pinch hit Mayo and bring in the backup. You know, it's obviously a weak spot, but like you're saying, if we're all in to win this year, get Basayo up there, man. I mean, I don't want him catching, you know, 4 games a week, but get that bat in the lineup and see what we can really do.
No doubt. Hey, PT, thanks for the call. And I disagree wholeheartedly on Rashawn.
Yeah.
Yeah. He walked up. What do you think, Nolan?
I mean,
we've seen Rashawn out and about at Pickles. He's come down there.
He's never had a broom.
No.
So it's hard to.
And he always shows up 5 minutes after I'm getting off the air. So he never buys the beer, like we always say. Actually, that's not true. He's bought me a few beers. But yeah, I got stuck in traffic. I'm like literally walking out. Oh, man, I would have bought you a beer. We should have been here an hour ago.
Well, now I'm starting to think that Rashawn and I are going a little crazy here because a few people have chimed in on the text line like, yeah, you absolutely can't bring a broom into any ballpark. But I feel like I've seen that on
maybe
TV.
Maybe in years gone by.
Okay.
Sort of thing.
I swear I've seen it. I hope it's not like a Mandela effect thing where I've just made this up in my mind, a fan holding a broom that seems a little foolish to make up, but I think it's a little trivial overall.
But wouldn't you agree that if there's a mandate at whatever the name of the Braves stadium is, that no brooms allowed. You can't go in with it.
Right.
Well, how many stadiums now? You can't even bring in pocketbooks or anything. So you think you're going to bring in a broom?
Yeah, you got to keep. They
gotta Orioles
be small.
Are pretty lenient. I mean, you can bring a lot of food in and stuff.
Oh, sure.
You know, they're pretty fair.
They have a big ass list of things that are welcome and aren't welcome. And I don't even think they put broom on there because they don't think somebody's going to lug a broom around.
I think some of it had to do with the fact that it was in Atlanta. You know, and they're staring down a sweep. They're not happy. Security guards probably, all right, this jackass with the Orioles stuff on wants to start something. I think it was a short fuse.
Anyway, the Orioles, where their fuse looked like they were going about to explode into a stolen win, instead turned into yet another frustrating loss. We'll get back to the Birds with Jim Hunter, bottom of the hour, longtime voice of the Orioles. But news from the Nest coming up next. Going to talk about two guys we have high hopes for. John Harbaugh has even higher hopes in 2025. Stick around for that. Let's count some midweek money, hopefully, with buy or sell. And then, as we said, Jim Hunter, talked to him about last night's loss. Could win the series. Then you got Miami coming to town red hot on the road. The return of Kyle Stowers and Connor Norby. How about that? And Trevor Rogers is going to pitch against his old team. It's going to be a touching reunion.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.